Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running. The topic of this podcast is running form. This podcast is for all runners, new, experienced, and veteran. Yes, even veteran runners should always be ready to tweak their form, because if there is room for improvement, doing so may lessen the likelihood of injury and will often result in a PR. Form is absolutely critical to beginning runners. Often, I find myself working with people who have struggled to become runners for years, but always gave up before being able to even run a single mile. Sometimes, learning the correct form is the one thing I can teach them that enables them finally to do it, to succeed, to run that first mile, and then to run many more. That's because correct form is much more comfortable because it's more efficient. Less energy is expended to achieve the same forward movement, which means it's easier. Sometimes people tell me, I can't run because it bothers my knees. Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm sure there are some cases when a person's knees do prevent them from running, but I will share this. I've worked with people to improve their form, specifically helping them stop heel striking, and found that once they make that correction, it puts an end to all of their knee pain. Of course, that won't work for everybody. It depends on what's causing the pain. But I've seen it happen in many, many cases because when you switch from being a heel striker to being a midfoot striker, it takes all the stress off the knees. In another case, sometimes I work with veteran runners who have become discouraged because they're on a running plateau, or worse, their times are getting slower. In such cases, I tell them they need an intervention. I'll save that discussion for another podcast, but one element of that is to look at their form and see if there's something we can tweak. Some people have been running with bad form for years, but in one brief hour-long workout, I can help them make changes, sometimes ever so slight changes that will make an immediate difference in their performance. Let's break down the many elements of running form. Head position, shoulder carriage, arm swing, chest position, core, body angle, hands, foot strike, and arm and leg coordination. I'll go into all of these elements briefly here. You'll find a more detailed explanation in my book, After Your First 5K, and in my soon-to-be-released video series. Let's start at the top, head position. Keep your head up. Many people let their chin jut forward or they look down towards the ground. So they either let their chin lead to the front or they tilt their whole head down. Either way, that's a bad idea. You want to keep your chin back and you want to look down the road in the direction in which you're going. I can't tell you how many times I have seen people leaning so far forward that it looks like they're aiming for the ground. I had the good fortune to visit the Newton Running Lab in Boulder in May, and the even better fortune to work with both Danny and Jennifer Abshire. Danny wrote the book, Natural Running, and he and Jennifer were the inventors of Newton Shoes. The next day, I participated in their weekly free running clinic. I can't tell you how many times Danny pressed backwards on his own chin to emphasize to those of us in the class that it's important to keep your head back and to keep your chin back. Moving down to the chest, keep it out. Yes, like you're proud, and keep your shoulders down and away from your ears. Also, keep them back. This position will facilitate breathing as it opens the chest, and it will help keep your upper body relaxed. Some people tend to tense up their shoulders. This will make you tired, restrict your arm swing, and generally hamper your form. Keep your core firm. If your core is not strong, you'll not be able to keep it firm when you run. The more core strengthening exercises you do, the tighter those muscles will be when you run and the more efficient you'll be. If your core is sloppy, your core will absorb energy generated by your arms and legs, meaning that energy will not be used to propel you forward. I don't know who said this next quote, but I always remember it, and if you remember it, it will help you understand why you need to keep a strong core. You can't fire a cannon from a canoe. Arms. Let them swing backwards and forwards from front to back. Do not swing them from side to side. It's okay if they make small circles, but you don't want them to look like you're doing the twist. Many runners tend to swing both of their arms from side to side as if they're attached. This is a big mistake. Your right arm should move in unison with your left leg, and your left arm should move in unison with your right leg. So as your right fist comes up out or out in front of you, your left knee is also coming and moving forward at that same pace. This will make you look and feel coordinated because it will provide a comfortable rhythm to your stride. Also, avoid holding both arms in front of you. I call this carrying a package. Relax. Let your arms go. Let them swing. Also, make sure they are swinging, moving from the fulcrum, which is your shoulder joint. If you look closely at some runners, you'll notice that their arms aren't really swinging from the shoulder at all, but it appears that the arms are moving because their shoulders are moving a lot. This is not a good idea. In these cases, it's as if the arms are in a permanent position and they've been glued to an immobile shoulder joint. The shoulders can move a bit, that's fine, but the arms should swing comfortably from the shoulder and the shoulder joint should be relaxed. Make sure you're letting your elbows swing back behind your body and make sure neither arm is crossing your midline in the front as you swing them forward. Your arm should be at about a 90-degree angle. Avoid leaning from the waist. Lots of people do this. Instead, do lean forward slightly, but from the ankles. In this way, you're using gravity to keep you moving forward, or to at least help you move forward. The ideal foot strike, I think, is a midfoot strike. However, if it is comfortable for you to run on your forefoot, that's fine. If you're already a midfoot striker, you may be able to work into a forefoot strike. Some very fast runners run on their forefoot. I don't think any heel striker will be able to get all the way to becoming a forefoot striker, but that's not necessary anyway. The important thing is to get off your heel, and here's why. When you strike with your heel, that's a braking motion. It will slow you down. When you strike with your heel, your knee will be locked out. And this is very bad because then you've got bone on bone, lots of force and no cushion. When you strike the ground with your midfoot, your knee will be bent. That makes all the difference in the world because now your knee is a shock absorber. Not only is this better for your knees, it is also better for your hips because the force doesn't travel up to that joint. When you strike with your midfoot, you're much more likely, in fact, you are almost for sure going to have your center of gravity over your foot when it hits the ground, and that's exactly what you want. When you strike the ground with your midfoot, it's also much faster. You want to spend as little time on the ground as possible. If you strike with your heel, you're slowing yourself down with every step, but when you hit midfoot or forefoot, you're only touching down briefly and moving on. You don't have to roll from heel to midfoot. Only from midfoot to forefoot. You spend much less time on the ground. You will have to work on this, perhaps for some time. In the next podcast, I'll talk about cadence. That goes hand in hand with improving foot strike form. You may find that because of your body shape or whatever, you cannot fully become a midfoot striker. No worries. If you get close, that'll be fine. When I refer to a heel striker, I'm referring to someone who hits the ground distinctly with their heel, with their ankle and foot forming a right angle. As long as you get it to where your heel strikes the ground only a split second before you strike with your midfoot, you'll be fine. And this is so because if you do this, you will still have accomplished the goal of hitting the ground with your knee bent and your center of gravity over your foot. Hands. Hold your hands in a loose fist with your thumb on top. I highly recommend that you do drills to emphasize proper form and to strengthen the muscles that, if strong, will help you achieve better form. Many running drills can be found online. I like high knee drills, side to sides, grapevines, running backwards, high step walking, jump roping, high knee skipping, and fast feet, to name a few. To see examples, just Google running drills or videos of running drills, or go to YouTube and do a search for videos of running drills, and you should find plenty of examples. That's all for today. As I said before, proper running form is closely tied to running cadence. We'll discuss that next time. If you like this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you go to iTunes and rate it with a number of stars. Please visit my website, mojoforrunning.com, and like my Mojo for Running Facebook page. If you have a good story of your running career, where you started, how far you've come, and where you are now, I'd love for you to email it to me. You can reach me at deb@mojoforrunning.com. I'm going to start recording those and include one in a podcast every month. I've already got some great ones that I'm saving. Now for today's quote. Stadiums are for spectators. We runners have nature, and that is much better. That was spoken by Juha Vedenin of Finland. I couldn't agree more. Why sit on the sidelines and watch when you can live the adventure, run through the woods? Be a liver instead of a watcher.